KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Taking a look at high school baseball action, the state tournament the other day. Yesterday's action in Class 1A and 2A state semifinals. It was Newman Catholic picking up a win yesterday as top-seeded Mason City Newman Catholic advanced to the state tournament finals with a walk-off victory, a 5-4 win over fourth-seeded Don Bosco. Don Bosco scored two runs in the top of the seventh inning to forge a four-all tie with the defending state champion Knights. Then Joe Bergmeyer led off the bottom of the seventh with a single or with a double and advanced to third on an error. After intentional walks loaded the bases, Parker Donlinger smacked the ball over the Don Bosco center fielder, and that scored Bergmeyer to end the ball game. Newman Catholic will face Twin Cedars, who posted an easy win yesterday. Second-seeded Twin Cedars advancing to the finals for the first time in school history as they beat third-seeded Galen Catholic 11-0 in a game after five innings. In the 2A semifinals, it was North Polk a winner, as top-seeded North Polk beat fifth-seeded and Heart of Iowa Conference rival Roland Story 6-2 in the semis yesterday. The Comets scored all six of their runs in the first two innings, three in each, as they picked up their third win this year over the Norsemen. And it'll be a game of back and forth between Beckman Catholic Trailblazers and the Van Meter Bulldogs in the other 2A state semifinal. In the end, though, it was second-seeded Trailblazers coming out on top with an 8-5 win. Beckman led 4-1 and then found themselves behind 5-4 before they scored four runs in the bottom of the fifth and held on for that 8-5 win over Van Meter. Beckman Catholic, the two-time defending state champs, will get a chance to defend in the finals. Now, the other semifinals in 3A and 4A set for today at Principal Park. It'll be Waverly Shell Rock facing Davenport Assumption in the noon semifinal in 3A. That'll be followed by Sergeant Bluff Luton and Dallas Center Grimes. Then tonight in the Class 4A state semifinals, Johnston will battle Iowa City West. That's a 6 o'clock start. After that, it's Dubuque Hempstead battling Southeast Polk. The winners will get a chance to face off Saturday for the state championship. In Major League Baseball action yesterday on the field, Shelby Miller and three relievers combined on a three-hitter, and Oscar Tavares hit a two-run homer for the St. Louis Cardinals, who beat the San Diego Padres 6-2, avoiding a three-game sweep. The Cardinals, who acquired right-hander John Lackey from Boston just before the trade deadline to help bolster their rotation, they'll open up a series today against National League Central leading Milwaukee in St. Louis. Miller held San Diego to two runs and three hits in six innings, struck out five, walked no one as he earned his first win since June 7th. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Chicago over Colorado 3-1. Philadelphia beat up on Washington 10-4. Cincinnati downed Miami 3-1. Arizona outscored Pittsburgh 7-4. And the Dodgers edged Atlanta 2-1. In the American League, Alcides Escobar hit a two-run triple, and Yordano Ventura pitched seven effective innings as the Kansas City Royals defeated the Minnesota Twins 6-3. Escobar's triple highlighted a four-run seventh inning. That inning also included Jared Dyson's run-scoring single. Dyson stole second and third and scored on catcher Eric Fryer's throwing error. Ventura limited the Twins to two runs, one of them earned on five hits. He struck out seven in that victory. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was the White Sox over Detroit 7-4. The Angels beat Baltimore in 13 innings, 1-0. Seattle got by Cleveland 6-5. Toronto over Houston 6-5. Also in Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, the Iowa Cubs were winners over New Orleans 4-0, while Memphis downed Omaha by a score of 6-4. Iowa continues its series at New Orleans tonight, while Memphis will play at Omaha again this evening. Lots of activity yesterday as the Major League Baseball trade deadline hit us in the middle of the afternoon. The Detroit Tigers have amassed quite a collection of Cy Young Award winners. The latest is David Price, who was acquired from Tampa Bay in a three-team deal with Seattle before yesterday's trade deadline. The Rays received left-hander Drew Smyly and minor league infielder Willie Adams from the Tigers. Tampa Bay also got infielder Nick Franklin from Seattle, with Detroit outfielder Austin Jackson heading to the Mariners. Price is 11-8 with a 3.11 earned run average in 23 starts this season, 2 years after his first 20-win campaign. That trade joins Price with Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander in the rotation for the American League Central leading Tigers, giving Detroit the last three American League Cy Young Award winners on their staff. Boston parted with ace John Lester and number two John Lackey while getting a slugging outfielder who's tailor-made for Fenway Park. The Oakland Athletics have acquired Lester, outfielder Johnny Gomes, and some cash from the Red Sox for Yoenis Cespedes and a draft pick. Lester is 10-7 with a career-best .252 earned run average in 21 starts in his final season before becoming a free agent. He joins a rotation that already has Scott Kazmir, Sonny Gray, and the recently acquired Jeff Samardzija. Cespedes was dealt to the Bo Sox a little more than 2 weeks after winning the home run derby for the second straight year. He's hitting .256 with 17 homers and 67 RBIs in 101 games so far this season. The Bo Sox also shipped Lackey to St. Louis for fellow righty Joe Kelly and outfielder Alan Craig. Lackey is 11-7 with a .360 earned run average in the fourth year of a five-year $82.5 million deal. Kelly is 2-2 with a .437 earned run average in seven starts. Craig is hitting .237 with seven homers and 44 RBIs on the season. In other action yesterday, the Red Sox obtained third baseman Kelly Johnson from the New York Yankees in exchange for shortstop Stephen Drew, who's hitting just a .176 with four homers and 11 RBIs in 39 games this season. Atlanta has acquired utility man Emilio Bonifacio, left-handed reliever James Russell, and some cash from the Chicago Cubs in exchange for catching prospect Victor Caratini. The Miami Marlins obtained right-hander Jared Cozart, utility man Kiki Hernandez, and outfielder Austin Waits from Houston for third baseman Colin Moran, outfielder Jake Mersnick, and right-hander Francis Martes, and a 2015 compensatory draft pick. Oakland sent lefty Tommy Malone to Minnesota to reacquire outfielder Sam Fuld, who's expected to help fill the void created by the A's dealing Cespedes. Malone was 6-0 with a .287 earned run average in his last 10 starts for Oakland before he was sent to AAA, prompting him to ask for a trade. Baltimore's picked up left-handed reliever Andrew Miller from Boston for minor league pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez. The 29-year-old Miller has a .234 earned run average in 50 appearances with the Red Sox this year. Washington has acquired two-time All-Star infielder Asdrubal Cabrera and some cash from Cleveland for little-used shortstop Zach Walters. Seattle acquired outfielder Chris D'Onofrio from the San Diego Padres for a couple of minor leaguers. Left-handed hitter Gerardo Parra has been picked up by Milwaukee in a trade with Arizona for a pair of minor leaguers. The Yankees acquired veteran infielder Martin Prado from Arizona for a minor league catcher. And Twins All-Star catcher Kurt Suzuki was taking off the trading block after he agreed to a two-year $12 million contract extension. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.